And now, Associate Editor Father Joseph O'Hare gives us the weekly editorial of America Magazine, which questions the Bush administration's methods of fighting terrorism in the United States.
In its misguided attempts to secure the United States from terrorist attack, the Bush administration has executed what the signers of the Declaration of Independence called a history of repeated injuries and usurpations of personal liberties. Until now, Congress and the courts have exerted only the slightest restraint on these measures. The Military Commissions Act of 2006 provided a fig leaf of legality for the military tribunals that review the cases of detainees. Senator John McCain attempted to ban torture, but in effect, the law still leaves it to the president to determine what kinds of treatment are allowed. A little notice provision in a defense bill recently enhanced the president's ability to establish martial law, and an appeals court upheld a provision denying the court's authority to review detentions of alleged enemy combatants. In the wake of the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, the administration has resorted to two specious arguments in support of its subversion of these fundamental rights. The first is the appeal to an unprecedented threat to national security. The second is the legal rationalization that rights constitutionally guaranteed to Americans are not enjoyed by foreigners. September 11th was undoubtedly a shock to the nation, the first time Americans had suffered an attack on their own territory since the British sailed up the Potomac during the War of 1812. But the threat was neither as immediate nor as grave as the Civil War, in which Abraham Lincoln abrogated habeas corpus, or World War II, when many Japanese and some Italian Americans were placed in internment camps, acts for which Congress has apologized. The subversion of rights and the defense of freedom is a dangerous delusion. When national security trumps personal liberty, the soul of the American nation is corrupted. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.